Baba Basra Daf Nun Tesu Amad Aleph, page 59, side 8. So the Gemara asks on the interpretation of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hamazcheilo Yesh Lo Chazoko. The Mazcheilo does have a Chazok. Since the Tana learned this halacha as a continuation to the halacha that Hamarzev Ein Lo Chazoke, that the Marzev doesn't have a Chazoke, so it appears that for that same aspect, that the Marzev does not have a Chazoke, the Mazcheilo does have a Chazoke. So the question is, Bishleima Lemanda Omar Honachtarti, it makes sense according to the one that says both these two, according to Shmuel Rab Chanina that explained the first two interpretations, Shapir, we understand the Mishnah, which means Shmuel that explained that with regards to the Marziv, he doesn't have a Chazoka, that he is permitted to move it from place to place in that side. We understand that the Mishnah needed to tell us that the Mazichilo does have a Chazok and he is not permitted to move it from its place at all. Because since it has a permanent use in its place. And likewise, according to Rav Chanina, explains with regards to the Marziv, that it doesn't have a Chazok with regards that if it was long, he can shorten it. So we understand that the Mazchila, he does have Chazoka, is coming to teach us that he's not permitted to shorten it. That the owner of the yard cannot shorten it. El Olaman de Omar, but according to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, who holds that the intention of the Mishnah, which says the Marzev Ein Lo Chazoka means that Sheim Rotzo Livnois Tachtov Boine, so that if he wishes to build, that the owner of the yard wishes to build underneath it, he can build. And according to his words, the meaning of Maschilo Yeshlo Chazoka means that the owner of the Maschilo can prevent the owner of the yard that he shouldn't build underneath his Maschilo. So according to him, Mainafkilemino, what does he get out of it? In other words, what does the Baal HaMazchila care if the owner of the chutz will build underneath it? He has no loss. So even though that he was Meshabit, he gave him the chutzer, the right, so that he can use the Mazchila, and he's not permitted to remove him, but he didn't enslave him for the aspect that he shouldn't be able to do something that is not going to hurt his Mazchila. So why shouldn't he be allowed to build underneath it? And the Gemara answers, Hocha b'mazchilo shel binyan askinan. Our Mishnah is dealing about a Mazchila that is built out of stones. The Omar lay, because the owner of the Maschila will say to the owner of the yard, don't build under Maschilosi, don't build under my Maschila. Because Lo Nichele, the Sisra Ashisoi, I don't want that the Maschila should ruin. Because from the banging of the hammer and the axe, when you're going to build, the Maschila is going to come apart. But the Marziv is not so important. And if it was made out of stone, he can build underneath it. Now the Gemara brings halacha with regards to the rights of the owner of the yard with regards to the water that are falling from the roof. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel. Tzinoir, a pipe of that has dirty water, amakaleach maim, which is running water from the roof, lachatzer chaveri, to the yard of his friend. The bo balagag lesoismei, and the owner of the roof is coming to close it up. So the owner of the balachotz makavalov, he can prevent him from the owner of the roof not to close his pipe, because the Omar lay, because the owner of the yard will say to the owner of the roof, Just like you have acquired the rights in my yard to pour water, to drop water in there, also I acquired for myself the rights to receive the water that comes down from your roof to my yard. In other words, the owner of the yard was happy that the water of the roof should be pouring into his yard, and he gave him, he was meshabed his yard because of the waters, only so that he can have the privilege in the water that comes down from the roof, so he should be able to give his animals to drink. So it's like a business deal, and the owner of the roof cannot retract. And the Gemara brings a disagreement of Amaroim in this case. Itmar, we don't remember. A pipe which was running water to the yard, and the owner of the roof is coming to close it up. Rabbi Shai says that the owner of the yard can prevent from the owner of the roof not to close his pipe. Rabbi Chama says, no, that the owner of the yard, Einem Akiv, cannot prevent him, because he did not enslave his waters, but as long as they go down to the yard, he gets it, but soon he wants to close it, it's fine. Ozel Shailuhu Rabbi Biso. So they went and asked this question by Rabbi Biso, who was the father of Chama and the grandfather of Rabbi Shai. Amaluhu, he said to them, like the ruling of Rabbi Shai, his grandson, that the owner of the yard, Ma'akif, can prevent the owner of the roof from closing up his pipe. Koriolei, so Rami Bar Chama called on him, on Rabbi Shaya, the Pasik in Kehelas, Dalit Beis, Vamchut HaMeshulash, Loi B'mheri Yenosek, that the string which is tripled, not quickly will it be torn. This is Rabbi Shaya, the son of Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Biso, who ruled Halacha like his grandfather. We learned in the Mishnah, Sulam ha-Mitzri ein loy chazoke. The Mitzri Sulam doesn't have a chazoke. The Gemara explains, Heichi domi Sulam ha-Mitzri. How are we dealing with the Sulam Mitzri? Amri dvei Rabbi Yanai, they said in the Shiv Rabbi Yanai, Kol shein loy arbo chavokim, any ladder that has no four steps. That's called a Sulam Mitzri, it's a small ladder. We learned in the Mishnah, Chaloin ha-Mitzri ein lo chazoke. A mitzri's window doesn't have a chazoka. What is called the chaloina mitzri's? If a person's head cannot go inside into it. Mitzri's loshon meitzar, everything that's small is called mitzri, like mitzrayim. So the Gemara asks, Maishno gabi sulam delay meforish. Why, for what reason, by the latter, the Tana did not explain what the shear is. Why, by the window, he explains, when he says, he explains that the shear is that a person cannot put his head inside it. And the Gemara says that the Tana learned the measure for the Chalana Mitzris because, Mishum, the Kaboyi Fluge Rabbi Yehuda B'Seifa, because the Tana wants to, in the end of the Mishnah, to bring the opinion of Yehuda, who disagrees on this measure, on this shear, in a way and it has a malbin, and that's why he had to write what is the shear according to the opinion of the Tanakam. Now the Gemara deals with the dinim of chazoka of the tzuri window. Amar Rabbi Zeida, says Rabbi Zeida, that the window tzuri that is open to the yard of his friend, and he makes it lamato ma'arba amas, lower than 4 amas, so that it's not 4 amas high from the floor of the house, and the owner of the yard did not protest for 3 years, yesh loi, there is the one who had the window chazoka, a chazoka with regards to this matter, that if his friend is coming to build opposite him, he needs to distance himself, as explained in the Mishnah, Chabez Amud Beis, Amud Aleph. that one who builds a wall next to the window of his friend, he has to move the wall 4 ames from against the window, so he should not darken for him. And the reason for this, that he has a chazoka, because since the window is big and low, and you can look in through it to his yard, so the owner of the yard would not have allowed him to do so without permission, and therefore he must have definitely had permission. And likewise, the owner of the yard can protest to the owner of the window before he makes the chazaka, the window owner, by opening up the window. So you shouldn't open it to his yard. However, if you're talking about a chalon tzuri that was built l'mayla marba ames, higher than 4 ames from the ground of the house, then it's not easy to look through there into the yard of his friend. So therefore, the owner of the yard didn't care, and he did not bother to protest. And therefore, ain't no chazaka, he has no chazaka. And likewise, ve'ain yochel limchis, and the owner of the yard cannot protest against the owner of the window from opening it up there towards his yard, because he's not really damaging him. Rabbi Loi Omar, and Rabbi Loi says, "Afilu l'mayel marba ames, even a window which is higher than 4 ames. Ein loy chazoka, he doesn't have a chazoka, but nevertheless, v'yochel limchis, but still the owner of the yard can protest that he shouldn't open her up towards his yard." So the Gemara tries to explain the reason for the disagreement. Lema, shall we say that that they're arguing about whether we can force somebody over the characteristic of Zdoim? That Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Lo are arguing about whether you can force a person that he should not conduct himself with the measure of Zdoim, because he is not prepared to have his friend benefit, even though he doesn't lose anything. The Ma'ar Rav Zeira holds Savar Koifin, that we can force somebody for the measure for behaving like Zdoim, and therefore, in a window which is higher than 4 ames, in which he cannot see into the friend's yard, we will force the owner of the yard that he should not protest, that he shouldn't be able to allow to protest in the owner of the window. Let him make a window. Umar and Rabbi Loi hold Savar, he holds in Koifin that we don't force for a person behaving like Zdoim, and the owner of the window can protest and not allow him to open up the window in his yard. And the one says, Loi, no, this is not the argument. The Kul Almi, everybody holds that Koifin, that we would force a person not to behave like the measure of Zdoim. Vishani Hochan, this case is different, that according to Rabbi Loi, this is not considered the measure of Zdoim. The Omar Lei, because the owner of the yard will tell him, Zim, and the Moisvat Shar Shifo Tusoch, the Kaimis Chosozi, is because sometimes you can put a bench or a chair underneath you, and you'll stand up and you'll look into my yard. And his protesting is not because of measure of Zdoim, he just doesn't want him to do that. The Gemara brings a story with regards to this matter. Ahud also lekamid Rav Ami. Somebody came in front of Rav Ami for a dinter with his friend, that the other one wanted to make a window higher than 4 ames, and the owner of the yard protested. Shadrei Rav Ami sent lekamid Rav Abba Bar Mamul in front of Rav Abba Mamul. Omar Lei, so Rav Ami said to Rav Abba Mamul, Ovid Lei ruled the halacha kirabi lo that he can protest. The Gemara brings away that even a small window has a chazak. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ula'ira, a window which is made to bring in light into a darkened house that there was no light there from before, only from there, Afilu kolshu yesh lechazak, even if it's small, he says a chazak. Because since it's a matter of permanence, that of all the days a person needs the light, and without it he cannot use his house, so the owner of the yard should not have been quiet. And everything that we learned in the Mishnah, that a chalon hamitzi doesn't have a chazaka, it's only when it's not meant for light, only to look out through it. Mishnah. Next Mishnah, this Mishnah deals with a ziz that protrudes into the yard of his friend. When does he have a chazaka? Haziz. The ziz is like a beam, or the end of a of the or at the end of the post that protrude outside, something that you can hang up objects on it. So it's it goes out from the wall into the yard of his friend. So if it's so large, ad tefach, until that it goes out a tefach in the depth into the yard, yesh le chazoka, it has a chazoka, and the owner of the chotzer cannot build in that place and to destroy disease.